everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners.
In today's program, we bring you an experience-sharing article entitled Studying the Fa, Cultivating My Xinjing, and Making a Breakthrough in Family Issues by a Falun Dafa practitioner in China. The article was published on the Minghui website on July 29, 2022. I am a Falun Dafa practitioner from Master Li Hongzhi's hometown in Changchun City. It's been 26 years since I began to practice. In the beginning, Master continuously cleansed my body. I knew that cultivation practice was good, but I got tied up with doing business and couldn't keep up with doing the exercises every day. In 1999, when DAFA was subjected to persecution due to my strong fear, I couldn't let go of self-interest and I felt that I couldn't keep up with my practice. As a result, I lagged behind the pace of Fa rectification cultivation. However, whenever one of Master's new articles was published, fellow practitioners always gave me a copy. I took them home to read and occasionally read Zhuan Falun as well. Master never gave up on me. In 2010, a fellow practitioner visited me and brought me some experience-sharing articles from the Minghui website. She also had a lengthy conversation with me. She mentioned that the sentient beings in my heavenly world were all waiting for me to save them. If I didn't practice anymore, what would they do? I was shocked. At that moment, I decided to return to cultivation to fulfill my vow. Part 1. Doing solid cultivation for the past 10 years. Since returning to DAFA cultivation, I have persistently studied two chapters of Zhuan Falun and Master Li's other articles every day. When I felt sleepy, I stood up or knelt down to study the Fa. Sometimes when I couldn't stay focused, I revisited what I just read. I also managed to finish doing the five exercises every day and sent forth righteous thoughts at the four set times. Because I worked and had to leave home at 6 a.m., I got up at 2:50 a.m. in order to do the exercises. I went to bed at 9:30 p.m., then got up again at 11:50 p.m. in order to send forth righteous thoughts at midnight. Afterward, I went back to sleep for a couple of hours before getting up to do the exercises. I have had this schedule for many years. Even though I only slept for a few hours, I didn't feel sleepy during the day, but felt very energetic instead. After the exercise music came out with an hour-long version of the second exercise, I did the morning exercises for 2.5 hours in total. Regardless of whether it was a weekday, weekend, holiday, or during my vacation, I always managed to finish all the exercises. I was also given many Xinjing tests. Sometimes when my alarm went off, I didn't want to get up at all. However, I remembered that I am a practitioner. If I can't endure this little bit of hardship, how can I complete my cultivation? So, as soon as I heard the alarm, I got up immediately. I could also adhere to sending forth righteous thoughts at the four set times. If I ever missed one, I'd find the time to make up for it. Every week, practitioners delivered truth clarification materials to me. I made use of my afternoons or evenings to hand them out. No matter how far I had to walk or how many stairs I had to climb, I always felt very energetic. Regardless of whether it was windy, raining, or freezing, whether the roads were icy or full of snow, I made sure to go out and hand out materials to save people. Part 2, My Commitment to Memorizing the Fa. I attended a Fa study group once a week. In 2018, a practitioner suggested that everyone recite two paragraphs of Juan Falun during the study. I felt that it was a bit hard to memorize two paragraphs each week. I thought to myself, how can I memorize a book with so many pages? In the beginning, I didn't put my heart into memorizing the book, nor did I realize the importance of it or look inward. It didn't matter whether I could recite passages properly, as other practitioners would always bail me out. As a result, I was just going through the motions. After a while, I realized that this mentality was not right, as I didn't treat memorizing the Fa seriously enough. I then made a commitment to memorize every single paragraph and didn't allow myself to make any mistakes. I treated every sentence as a passage, and I memorized Juan Falun sentence by sentence. I had to recite each sentence multiple times before moving on to the next. I then revisited the previous sentences and recited them together until I had no problem memorizing the entire paragraph. Through reciting the Fa diligently, I learned a great deal when I ran into difficulties. I knew how to look inward and put others first. This process also helped me to eliminate many attachments. Part 3, Letting Go of Family Sentiment. A few years ago, my son and daughter-in-law planned to buy a villa. Because they were short on a down payment, they asked me to sell my house and then move in with them. I didn't think much about it and just agreed. The new house was spacious. I had my own bedroom and bought new furniture. I even tidied up the house. Everything seemed to be fine, and they were not against my practicing Falun Dafa and telling people about the facts of the persecution. However, after the outbreak of COVID-19, lockdowns occurred everywhere, and everybody was in a panic. They were concerned that I'd go out to clarify the truth and bring the virus home and impact them. So they didn't allow me to go out anymore. I patiently told them that practitioners have master to protect us, and we'd be fine, but they didn't believe me. Because I didn't want to inconvenience them, I decided to move to a small house they owned in the suburbs. Even though I made that decision myself, thinking back now, I still felt upset about what happened. I thought to myself, I painstakingly brought up my son, yet he treated me like this. Right then, Master's teachings in the ninth talk of Juan Falun came into my mind. Quote, contrast that with the following view. Coming to this world is like staying over at a hotel, which we quickly leave after a short stint. Yet some people are so caught up in this place that they have no interest in leaving. They have forgotten their true homes. Unquote. My thoughts suddenly cleared up. I am a practitioner. How could I get attached to ordinary matters? My final goal is to return home with Master. I now have my own cultivation environment. I should be truly grateful for it. I was no longer upset, and my feelings of resentment immediately vanished. Part 4. Eliminating my attachments while saving people. When the pandemic first broke out in early 2020, we all felt the urgency of letting more people know about DAFA. In order to help more people learn about the truth, we intensified our efforts. A fellow practitioner and I worked together to hand out brochures and sticky notes around every local residential community. We went out 2 or 3 times every week, regardless of the weather. We put the informational materials in gift bags of various colors and handed out anywhere from a few dozen to 100 copies each time. We went household by household and hung the bags on doorknobs or used magnets on each door. On our way, we didn't discuss anything irrelevant to saving people. We only recited On Dafa and poems from Hong Yin, as well as cleaned up the dimensional field of the places we visited. We also asked for Master's empowerment to have the people who received the materials treasure them and share them with their relatives and friends. When I used to hand out truth clarification materials by myself, I saw surveillance cameras installed at some households. To protect myself, I began avoiding those households. If I saw someone coming out their door, I didn't dare to hand them out and quickly ran downstairs. After I started working with the fellow practitioner, I told her that there was a surveillance camera recording us. She said, "It can't do anything to us. We are on a divine mission." Her words touched me greatly. I realized that my saving people had been conditional. When I felt not safe, I stopped doing what I was supposed to do. If I didn't save those people who had a predestined relationship with me, as well as the sentient beings who placed infinite hope in us, could I still be counted as a practitioner? I truly appreciated this practitioner's righteous advice. By comparison, I clearly saw my selfishness. Recently, when I was distributing brochures, I saw a message on the wall saying, "You have entered into a surveillance zone." But I didn't take it to heart or feel frightened. I knew Master was right by my side. Once, while I was hanging information materials on a doorknob, I saw a man coming toward me. I knew he saw me, but I was very composed and said to him, "I'm here to bring you blessings." He didn't say anything, and his facial expression was kind. I then continued hanging packets on the doorknobs, door to door, without feeling scared. Part 5. Dafa Manifests Miracles in My Life. For the past 10 years, I have held myself to the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and kept elevating my Xinqing. While studying the Fa and doing the exercises every day, Master continuously cleansed my body. As a result, I went through transformations both mentally and physically. I am 62 years old and look younger than a lot of people my age. My skin is very delicate and smooth, with very few wrinkles, and a rosy complexion. I also feel very light when walking. When I climbed up more than 30 flights of stairs to hand out brochures, I didn't feel tired. I only sleep 5 hours a day, but I'm very energetic. I have personally experienced the kinds of transformations that happen to cultivators as described by Master in Juan Falun, especially after we began memorizing and reciting the Fa in our study group. In 2019, my company set up medical checkups for all the staff. While getting an ultrasound, I said to the doctor, "How does my belly look?" I'd had a hysterectomy 20 years ago. She told me, "Everything is fine." Starting from November 2020, I began to have my menstrual period on a regular basis. It has continued like this for almost a year. When I had the surgery 20 years ago, the doctor told me, "You won't have periods after your uterus is removed." At that time, I was only 40 years old. It was a shock for me, and I felt a lot of pain. Now I get my periods as usual. Not only is this a medical miracle, but also the miraculous manifestation of Dafa in the human world. Dafa goes beyond science, and our Master is omnipotent. I can now diligently walk my cultivation path because of Dafa and Master's protection. He saved me and cleansed my body so that I can return to my original true self.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.